Welcome to Cryptocurrency News, where you get the news, not financial advice. Now, in this episode, we're talking about smart contracts, and this is something we've talked about quite a bit of this podcast, specifically how smart contracts are being used on Ethereum with Cardano and the ADA coin, and even we talked about the Sovereign project going on using the Bitcoin platform. And of course, as you probably know, even if you're new to cryptocurrencies, the blockchains are immutable. It's like that checkbook out there that gets balanced every minute, and the record of that checkbook is on multiple computers, so that the whole internet would basically have to be destroyed in order to make it not immutable. Once something's on there, it's on there. You can't take it off, and that can be a very desirable trait to have in contracts. Two parties can come together. They can make a contract about any given thing, whether it's the price of a stock or a commodity, or if it's trading fiat currencies like with a Forex. This notion of smart contracts, if it ever gets completely off the ground and serviceable, will open up a market in the trillions of dollars. If we said, you know, if the gold market is worth $7 trillion, the fiat currency market is worth $200 trillion, and then the derivatives markets goes way beyond that, because you just think about all the different ways that financial institutions, investors and consumers can use financial markets. Now, we'll get into a little bit about how the federal government plays into this with their financial regulations and this and that, maybe at a later point. But right now, we're just talking about the concept of these smart contracts and how important they are. And a lot of times people think that they're missing out on stuff, you know, the fear of missing out, FOMO. But as we find in this article, even with as much coverage as we've seen on the smart contract space and cryptocurrency, is still an extremely new area. It's in its very little tiny baby stages. Now, this article comes to us from PRNewsWire.com, and the title says Smart Contracts Market Size to Reach $345.4 million by 2026 at CAGR 18.1% value rates reports. And the article is, I do not see the author here. Anyway, like I said, it's on PMNewsWire.com. It says Dateline, March 5th, 2021. Bangalore, India, March 5th, 2021. PR News. The smart contracts market is segmented type Bitcoin, sidechange, NXT, Ethereum, application, banking, government management, supply chain, automobile, real estate, insurance, healthcare, global opportunity analysis, and industry forecast 21 through 2026. This report is published on Valuate Report in the software and services category. Well, that just gives you an idea of all the different things that the blockchain and cryptocurrency can be applied to. Banking, government management, supply chain, automobiles, real estate, insurance, healthcare, and now we're talking about smart contracts. The global smart contracts market is projected to reach U.S. dollars of $345.4 million by 2026. Now think of that, $345 million in 5 years. If you compare $345 million. And what's the cryptocurrency market right now? I mean, it's close to a trillion for all the cryptocurrency together. Like I said, $7 trillion for gold, $200 trillion for fiat. $345 million is nothing. This stuff is in the embryonic stage. It's a little tiny seed that's just been put in the ground. So the opportunity there to get in on the ground floor of winners and losers, because there's going to be a lot of losers, is phenomenal. Major factors driving the growth of smart contract size are, the article tells us, increasing adoption of various applications in industries such as supply chain, banking, government, insurance, and real estate. Furthermore, the rising popularity of blockchain technology is fueling the demand for the smart contracts market. So we can see that people are, even if they don't understand their cryptocurrency and how it applies to the blockchain, they're beginning to see the value of the blockchain, the value of this immutable record of stuff. It's like a cloud that's locked up. The difference is Amazon can't come along and say, we don't agree with your politics. You're off the cloud, baby. You're on the ground. With the blockchain, it's just there. Once you're on, you're on. And that also adds a level of transparency. You know, they talk all the time about money laundering, about all the crimes that can be committed with cryptocurrency. But when you have a blockchain that records everything, can somebody please explain to me why anybody in their right mind would want to commit a crime using cryptocurrency? Given enough resources and enough time, it seems like they're going to be able to track you down. There's a record that never leaves. It says a request a sample of the report, and it has it here. Trends influencing the growth of smart contract market size. Government bodies across the world are implementing smart contracts that require less human involvement and dramatically reduce the cost of contract handling. This, in turn, is projected to increase the growth of smart contract market size during the forecast period. Get this? Government bodies are trying to reduce the cost of government. Maybe not in America, maybe not in the EU, but in a lot of these developing countries, especially if they have a lack of personnel to monitor and implement these contracts, having a smart contract system set up on the blockchain where people can do it and it's an automated process is a big deal. Smart contracts are emerging technology that can increase efficiency in various industries. It offers advantages such as cost-effective, time-saving, secure, transparency, and accuracy. The article goes on and says, smart contracts are developed using blockchain technology, and since there is a lack of standardization and interchangeability of the blockchain platforms, it creates a challenge in developing smart contracts and may lead to errors. This is expected to hinder the growth of the global smart contract market size over the forecast period. So that's what we're looking at. We're looking at who's going to reach that stable platform first. Will it be Ethereum, Bitcoin, Cardano, or somebody else coming along? This tug of war between how centralized a DeFi platform has to be to still work. Can we have a wide open Wild West, maybe like an Ethereum type platform, where we can create what we need without worries of being hacked? Or do we need a more centralized platform like, say, a Cardano? This is where the real question lies at, in my opinion, not financial advice. It goes on and says, smart contract share analysis. Based on type, Ethereum is the most advanced technology used for coding and processing smart contracts. Thus, it is expected to hold the largest smart contracts market share during the forecast period. Based on region, North America is expected to grow at the highest CAGR during the forecasted period due to the increasing adoption of digitalization in the region. The market growth is also boosted by the presence of diversified international organizations and domestic organizations in the region. And then it has the market segment. The market segment by regions: North America, Europe, China, Japan, Southeast Asia, India, Central South America, and then market segment by types. Just think about the different types here. It says the products can be split into based on the platform. Say you could have Bitcoin, sidechains, NXT, Ethereum. Market segmentation by application. We're talking about banking, government, management, supply chain, automobile, real estate, insurance, healthcare. Key players covered in this study are Monex Industries, Monetas, Blockstream, Coinbase, Bitfinex, BlockCypher, Chain, Coinify, ASP, BitPay, and KuCoin. And this is, we can also add the other companies that you want. And then it goes on here and tells how you can go ahead and get this very detailed study they put together. It talks about smart contracts in the healthcare market. It says this, just as the healthcare market size is projected to reach $73 million by 2026. Now think about that. Think about having your medical records. They're there forever. They can never be lost. And if somehow your hospital, your doctor can bring these things up at the touch of a finger, they're stored permanently, immutable. Sharing economy based on smart contracts. We all know about the sharing economy, whether it's Airbnb or share a car, or share this or that. Here you go. This is a way that you can commoditize that sharing through the use of these automated smart contracts where people just go in, they rent the product, they share the product or whatever, and you have this immutable contract written in stone. Cryptocurrency hardware wallet market size, it says, is projected to reach US dollars of 309 $30,990 million, that's in the billions, from USD $358 million in 2019. So you're increasing 100-fold just in your wallet size from 2019 until now, as far as the wealth that's stored in these wallets. And you can use smart contracts to do that. The blockchain market talks about the cryptocurrency market. What are you doing? You're buying and selling cryptocurrency. Well, you're entering into these basic smart contracts. You're contracting to sell or buy something. The global market size for cryptocurrency exchanges is in 2019 is about $14.6 billion. In the following years, the CAGR will be 14.6% from 2021 to 26. Industry leading producers are Binance and Coinbase, which accounted for 12.6 and 7.27% of revenue. Well, you're going to see more companies like Binance and Coinbase grow. Easy to use, and if you can get the smart contracts built into these interfaces online, that's going to bring that many more people into the cryptocurrency market. And that's the trick, finding the winners. Goes on here, it has quite a bit more stuff listed. It talks about the Bitcoin market. It talks about cryptocurrency software market. And you can just get the idea. It's a very thorough article, and they give you links here where you can find even more stuff. Here's the point. We've talked about this many times in the program. There's different aspects to cryptocurrency. You can use it as cash, say Bitcoin cash. You can use it as a store of value, as a digital gold Bitcoin. Or you can use it to do just about everything else as far as smart contracts, where you need to have, where two parties want to exchange a good or service, want to engage in a derivative where they buy or sell something based on a future outcome. You have one or more parties, two or more parties, rather, coming together, but you have to have someone as a referee. Well, that somebody is the blockchain. And that's what they're working on right now, is to develop these permanent immutable contracts that can't be rescinded. People enter into them. It's the rewards or whatever are automatically disseminated after the contract expires. And by doing this, you cut out the middleman. Think about that. You're cutting out the middleman. As far as the person taking the big exchange, it's like getting rid of the stockbroker, getting rid of the realtor. Just imagine anything now that requires a middleman for a transaction to occur. And just imagine doing that on the blockchain with smart contracts. You can begin to see the amount of wealth that's being transferred from the middleman back into the contracting parties. Really, just fascinating stuff. It's almost mind-bending when you stop and think about it. Until next time, this is Cryptocurrency News, not financial advice.